Welcome to Thursday. This is your morning buzzcast for Thursday, January 23rd. I'm Abe Matcor, still thinking about the memorial service for late Commissioner David Stern that was held on Tuesday in New York. More on that in a minute. Let's start with some big news by our own Mark Burns and Terry Lefton. They report this morning that Amazon is one of the companies in the mix to land naming rights at the new Seattle arena that will, of course, house a future NHL team. Oakview Group, which is developing the facility, is in deep discussions with three brands to take over naming rights to the facility, which has been one of the most talked about projects in all of sports. Burns and Lefton are reporting that the annual ask by the Oakview Group is said to be around $14 million a year. They would like to wrap up a naming rights deal by June 1st of this year. So Amazon in the mix for naming rights at the new Seattle facility. Let's shift to football, but not so much Super Bowl quite yet. The state of Nevada, the city of Las Vegas, and the Raiders announced January 22nd, as the day the Raiders officially became the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders branded merchandise will be sold in April. Meanwhile, the team has moved on from the name Oakland. It removed Oakland from their Alameda facility as well as their Twitter handle. They added Las Vegas to their name on their Twitter handle as well. So the Raiders officially now the Las Vegas Raiders. I drove by Allegiant Stadium last week in Las Vegas right off the strip. That facility looks like it's going to be phenomenal. Speaking of phenomenal facilities, let's talk about SoFi Stadium. The media was given a tour of the complex yesterday. The venue was about 85% complete. Officials are very confident it will be open by its late summer schedule. They'll, of course, have concerts there and preseason games. Remember, that's part of a 300-acre development. A lot of that development will be done in stages. But the NFL's new media headquarters will be open reportedly in 2021. So the facility, SoFi Stadium, on schedule. Now, on budget's a different question. Reports of that budget hitting $4 to $5 billion have surfaced, although no official budget number has been revealed. One thing to look for today, NCAA President Mark Emmert will give his annual State of the NCAA address at the NCAA convention in Anaheim, California. He will, of course, talk about name, image, and likeness. He will also talk about the NCAA's efforts to modernize its rule book. So we'll have to see what comes out of that and the reaction to Emmert's speech, specifically from members of Congress. Some interesting news out of the Hollywood Reporter yesterday. HBO and Bill Simmons are teaming for a series of documentaries about the music world. I used to love the ones on VH1, but Simmons and HBO are taking a similar approach to what Bill Simmons did with sports documentaries for ESPN's 30 for 30. He was quoted as saying he believes there's a different way of telling some of these stories. Count me among those interested to see what Bill Simmons can produce around music documentaries. And finally, I mentioned David Stern's memorial at Radio City Music Hall on Tuesday. The eulogies and the speeches by those who delivered them were all phenomenal. But if you have a chance, look at John Oran's media newsletter from last night. He quoted parts from Wynton Marsalis's remarks about the late commissioner, and those hit home for many people. Even yesterday, I was getting emails from people who worked with David Stern saying that Marsalis's comments were pitch perfect. Here are two quotes that stood out to me. Marsalis said, quote, "David was a reformer, disguised in the battle gear of an enforcer." And also, quote, "He was a counterculturalist enshrouded in the veneer of tradition," end quote. If you get a chance, go back and read Marsalis's comments about David Stern. They are just amazingly, amazingly written. So that is your morning buzzcast. It's Thursday, January 23rd. Of course, I'll be on the ground in Miami for Super Bowl week. If you're there, want to meet up for a cup of coffee or just to say hello, please do let me know. That is your morning buzzcast. I'm Abe Matcor. Have a great day.